When you think about major golf in the state of Minnesota, one course most prominently comes to mind. It is Hazeltine. You can think about, well, first of all, when the Ryder Cup comes back in 2029, it'll be the first course in the history of the Ryder Cup in the United States to host two Ryder Cups. The U.S. Amateur is coming back. It was here in 2006. It's coming back now in 2024. You can think of the U.S. Open. Two of them won, one by Tony Jacklin, one by Payne Stewart. You think about the PGAs. So this is a course with a great history, and the U.S. Amateur is coming back to Hazeltine August 12th through the 18th. And two folks who are central a part of this are kind enough to join us. Phil Anderson is with us. He is the general manager of the club. And Carrie Hansen is with us. And Carrie is on the executive committee. Both are on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate that. Phil, first of all, congratulations on the event. Hazeltine is in a position where it's always going to be viewed as a site for professional events, amateur events. Why did the U.S. Amateur make sense for Hazeltine to bring it back?
Chad, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. We love talking golf and love talking USAM. Certainly from a club perspective, it's simple here. Our mission statement is a golf club rich in tradition, dedicated to hosting championship golf and delivering exceptional experiences. And that's exactly what the plan is here over the next couple of weeks. The membership as a whole is just committed. They are all in on championship golf and really having a wide variety of events, whether it's junior events, women's events, men's events. Bringing the world's best players to Minnesota is really an integral part of what we do and what we're passionate about doing. So bringing the USGA back with their arguably most historic and oldest event, this will be the 124th playing of the USAM, makes a ton of sense for us, especially leading into 29 Ryder Cup. We've done a lot of forecasting, and as we look at kind of USAM participants, it gives us an opportunity where we believe three or four of these players will probably be on that Ryder Cup team. And this will be the who's who as we look back at 06. We had Billy Horschel, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler. We had all of these guys were in the field. You didn't necessarily know who they were at the time, but you do for certainly a few years later. So the membership's excited. Hopefully the state of Minnesota is excited to come out and watch the world's best AMs.
Well, let me stay with that, and I'll get to Kerry next. Phil, when you look back at the 16 Ryder Cup, it was viewed so favorably. The numbers were huge. We had great weather, huge victory for the U.S. How much does the membership look at this, whether it's the course layout, how the players play it, the setup, and think ahead to what's 5 years away with the Ryder Cup coming back?
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly prepare a championship golf course that's ready to be played that way every day. So I think one of the beautiful things about this particular event is when you have 312 of the world's best AMs, we want to get the best champion. And as we look back over the history of the USGA, this has produced this event. Bobby Jones winning it five times, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods three times, Mickelson, Victor Hovland, and most recently Nick Dunlap, who's won two tour events here in the last 12 months. So course setup for the USAM is really prepared to challenge these players to an extreme, which is a little bit different. So our rough is already at about 5 inches. Greens are rolling close to 14 on the stimp. It's going to produce the best golfer in the world going through that process. So getting the golf course prepared for that has been quite a feat, and I know our membership's anxious for us to cut that rough after the event, but we're excited to showcase and see some amazing shots out of some pretty difficult circumstances here.
Kerry, I was asked a couple weeks ago to play. I said, I think I might slide over after the AM. I think it might fit me just a little better. Carrie Hansen is with us. She's on the executive committee. We're talking about Hazeltine. We're talking about the U.S. Amateur Championship, which is coming back to Hazeltine August 12th through the 18th. Okay. Carrie, let me ask how you appeal to the public for this event in a different way than some of the other big events. You know, you're gonna attract a lot of golfers. We know that for sure. But when you're trying to fine tune what you're saying to the public for this event compared to some of the other major events which have taken place at Hazeltine. How is this one a little bit different?
Yeah, well, Chad, thanks so much for having us. And I'll tell you, I played last weekend and you probably made the right decision trying to come out after. As Phil mentioned, the course is set up already with some pretty challenging aspects on the greens and with the rough. So that's a super great question. This is obviously a different championship from something like, the KPMG, which we hosted in 2019 right. And is coming back in 2026, or the Ryder Cup. It definitely has a more intimate feel, where you have really the opportunity to walk up to the green, to the fairways, and watch the players, and really kind of stand side by side with them as well. And in addition, you know, we're talking about some of the best amateurs in the world. And this championship is a little bit different, where it starts out with 2 days of stroke play and 312 players. And then match play starts on Wednesday, and the field continues to get smaller. It goes from, 64 to 32 to 16, down to 4-2, right? You have that championship match on Sunday where you get to watch the two battle it out at over 36 holes. So it really is, it's a fun event to go and watch, where you can, like I said, stand side by side and view what our future players, like the future Tiger Woods mm-hmm. of the world. So we're very excited to host again.
Carrie, if folks are listening right now and they're thinking, and you made such a good point too, let's be honest, when the Ryder Cup comes back, this place will go golf crazy again. We'll probably have 40,000 people out there trying to watch a few groups. And it's worth it, because I love it. This is my addiction, so I'll be there. But it's hard to see. Also in this group, Carrie, if you're out there early in the qualifying, and we should mention, too, the Chaska Town Course, one of the best public courses in this state, is a part of the qualifying. And then all the match play goes back to Hazeltine. But if people can see it so close. So if people are thinking right now, hey, August 12th, that's 11 days away, right? What is the best way for them to pursue tickets, and what sort of options do they have in that area?
Absolutely. So if you go online, you can buy a digital ticket. You can buy single-day tickets. You can also buy a week-long pass, so you've got options to come out. Also, you can purchase on both. If you go to the Hazeltine website, there's a link that will take you to an easy way to purchase tickets there. And then also, you can go to the USGA's website as well to get tickets. One also really unique feature of this event is that, kids or young teenagers under the age of 17 and under can actually get in free with an adult as well. So we encourage not only, those people who get out and play golf all the time, or just the average spectator, or those who are just looking, kind of as a new golfer to come out, but also to bring kids, to bring your friends, your family, your neighbors. It's a really great way to experience golf if you have it in the past, and to be able to see it live and in person.
Phil,
Go ahead,
Carrie.
We're looking, that's okay. Both at, HazeltineNational.com and USGA.com as well.
Phil, one of the great things about golf is its enormous charitable component. I don't think the average person realizes, if we look at the PGA Tour and even look at the DP World Tour, how much money is a part of it. And I know you also have the Hazeltine Foundation. What do you want to say about that and its involvement and how it's a part of this event?
Yeah, Chad, it's a fundamental part of really this event this year. We are going to take all proceeds after break even and donate that back to our community, to five different golf foundations. And we're going to be doing that with the Loop Community Experience. The Loop is a golf course that's owned by Chaska, City of Chaska, so another partnership with them that's right outside the gates of Hazeltine. And we've got Joe Maurer and Larry Fitzgerald that are honorary chairs, so they'll be over there for the community experience days. And we are going to give all proceeds back to to the community and grow with the game of golf. We just think it's such a wonderful game for families and kids, and really to get out and experience the outdoors and have wonderful relationships and get exercise. The more golf we have in the community, we think the better. And the charitable aspect of it across this country is staggering. I mean, golf is a vehicle to great things in this world. The golfing world in the United States last year raised $4.2 billion through charitable events at different clubs and outings throughout the country. And that's more than really, you know, hockey, basketball, football combined from a charitable standpoint. So golf is an incredible, incredible vehicle, and we're doubling down on that as a club. Our membership's committed to, after break even, all proceeds will be donated to those organizations. And NBC will be down there Sunday. You know, Larry Fitzgerald learned to play the game, and really Tiger Woods attended a first tee clinic at Hiawatha Golf Course when he first became a pro. And there's a really awesome picture of Tiger showing Larry when he was a kid how to hold a golf club. So he showed up for that clinic, and we're going to kind of replicate that on Sunday over at the Loop. So we're looking forward to some great coverage of really just doing what's right for the community, getting kids out and participating in golf, getting them away from video games and having fun and getting outside. That's a big part of our mission of just growing the game in an inclusive manner. So exciting times, but if you continue to support this event and come out and watch, know that your proceeds are going to help benefit your own community here. So I think that's a wonderful message, and something that we're extremely proud of as a club and as a membership to do what's right here in Minnesota.
Well, Kerry, I'll give you an opportunity to chime in on that too. I mean, when you hear that figure, $4.2 billion, and you think about how enormous these other sports are, and listen, everything has a flaw, everything has issues, but that type of charitable component, I'm guessing with Hazeltine's success, if there wasn't a charitable part of this, considering you're right, the women's event is coming back in 3 years, the Ryder Cup is coming back in 5 years, it's not like you need it. But if the charitable component wasn't a huge part of this, along with great golf, along with people and seeing the best players, if the charity wasn't a part of it at that level for the game overall and the money you're going to raise, I would guess the Hazeltine might pass on this opportunity and look to other mm-hmm. events.
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, with the city of Chaska and certainly Chaska Town Course, you know, we've been able to utilize the Loop at Chaska to really promote what are great organizations. So Berry Free Golf, Minnesota Youth on Course, PGA Reach, Minnesota First Tee, and the Minnesota Golf Foundation. And so it's really important to highlight those because they do support all lines of golf and have such a direct impact both on obviously youth and kids, but also adults, you know, with PGA Reach and veterans. So it's an important point, not only for Hazeltine, but also for the USGA as well. And we're extremely excited to have those participants at the Loop from Wednesday to Sunday.
Thanks to both you guys. I'm on the site right now. I just punched in Hazeltine National, and it's really easy. You can see right there in blue, you see the 124th U.S. Amateur. You click on it, you can purchase tickets right there. Again, the USAM coming back to Minnesota, qualifying rounds at Hazeltine and Chaska Town, and then the match play starts at Hazeltine. So it's August 12th. Through the 18th, only the best, and then cut that rough down, and I'll come back out there again. Hey, thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, it's really great. Listen, don't get me wrong. Ryder Cup's my favorite sporting event.